Hi guys, Rickbum here. I was going to do a video out in the field today, but the weather has conspired against us. It's been raining most of the day. So I thought what I'd do is take this opportunity to do a video to show you how to clean your sensor on your DSLR. Now this will differ across camera models, but it can be used as a guide for other brands other than Canon. And I'm going to be cleaning my Canon 500D here, otherwise known as the T1i and KISS X3. I have got the battery grip left installed on it, so that's why it may look a little different. And the eyepiece extender, which I'm going to remove just so it's on a level surface for when I clean it. And I've got the body cap on there at the moment. A couple of points just before we go into how to clean it. A few things that you need to remember. You need to make sure you've got a good amount of power in the battery, ideally a full charge, although I've got two batteries in this with the battery grip, so I'm going to be fine. Because what you don't want is the power running out and then that mirror that's been locked up to reveal the sensor then suddenly locking that down when you've got your cleaning solution swab in there, because it may well do some damage. So you need to make sure you've got some good amount of power. Okay, you can see I've got some cleaning equipment here laid out. I've got the Gitos rocket blower, which I just use for cleaning the external parts of the camera and lenses. The lens cleaning video I've already done and uploaded. I've got my sensor cleaning solution, which is visible dust sensor cleaning solution. Okay, in fact, if I just open this just to let you know which one it is, it's the green solution. Okay, which does the job. It's not necessarily the most expensive version that they do. I don't know what the difference is, but that's the one that I use. And I use the visible dust again, cleaning swabs, which is what you put the solution on with a pad on the swab and then bring it across the sensor. Well, not the sensor, it's the filter that you actually clean. And these are the green swabs. There's 12 swabs in a pack and they are for the 1.6 times crop. Remember, it's a crop sensor on this, 1.6 times. So they're the correct size for the sensor on the 500D. I've got a couple of lens pens. I've got a load of these things, which I just use the brushes to clean around the body of the camera, and obviously the other end for cleaning lenses. Lens cloth as well, handy. And I've also got this thing in this pouch here, which is another visible dust product called the Arctic Butterfly. Okay, which is a battery powered device which you charge up a static charge. I'll show you in a moment when we go to clean it, and then just brush that across the sensor to lift, or the sensor filter to lift dust off. Okay, so that's the cleaning stuff that I use. You can take your camera into a shop and have someone professionally clean it. I've voted to get the stuff myself rather than paying £40 to £50 a time to have it cleaned, in some cases possibly more. So I've invested a little bit of money to basically do it myself. And this cleaning kit should last me for a good few months. I mean, I've not had to clean it for about 3 months, so I've done okay. So what I'll do is I'll stop this video here. I'll take the camera off the tripod and just show you some of this stuff a little bit closer up before we get into the cleaning. Okay, now guys, just before we go into the cleaning of the camera, or the camera sensor should I say, I'm going to show you how to check for dust spots. Now this doesn't actually involve opening the lens up and having a look, although you can get equipment that will allow you to do that. What I'm going to do here is take a picture of a white piece of paper. Okay, you can see I've got a white piece of paper here with a desk lamp lighting it. You could use a desk lamp, say, if you were doing this at night. You could also point it towards a window and just do a long exposure shot. Okay, so I'm in manual mode. I've got the kit lens. Doesn't matter which lens you use, really. Okay, I'm in tungsten white balance, just so the colour's correct, at f16. And I'm going to do a 4 second exposure, filling the frame with this white piece of paper. I've already pre-focused it on manual focus because it won't also focus on a solid white colour or any kind of solid colour. It needs contrast to lock autofocus. So what I'm going to do from here is just take a quick shot now. I mean, focusing doesn't have to be really critical because you're at f16 anyway. There we go, 1, 2, 3, 4. What we'll find is the preview that comes up on the back of the camera is a pure white image. Okay, so if I bring that back up, bring the display up now where I'd look at the histogram by hitting the display button, then we've got a flashing white screen, so that's completely blown out to white. So what I can do now is go back to this image, zoom in using these buttons in the top right of the camera body. Here, they've got little magnifying glasses near them so you can see. I usually zoom in a few steps and start at one corner, say the top right corner, and then just move, scrolling down, just watching for any kind of dust spots. Then I'll move it along a couple of steps, overlapping, and then moving up just so I cover the whole of the image, just checking for dust spots. And you'll be able to see them when you shoot at f16 or f22, because they'll show up as little black spots or dust spots on there, because of the great depth of field that we've got at those apertures. So that's how you check for dust spots, just a simple setup. Again, you could point it towards any light source or bulb if you want to, of a light that's switched on, just to a long exposure. Now, you don't have to worry about camera movement, just make sure you fill the frame with that white background or that light. Okay, so now we'll go on to how we clean the sensor. Okay, what I'm going to do now, guys, is just show you what I do when I go about cleaning the camera body first, which is generally what I will do before I clean the sensor. Now, I have pre-hoovered this area just to make sure it's clean, the table. And what I'll probably do before I actually clean the sensor is just give it another quick hoover, because obviously dust may come off the camera body. So I'll leave the camera all closed up, switched off, body cap on, and I just hold the camera body and go over it with the rocket blower, just around the camera body, just to remove any bits of dust. Okay, any more stubborn bits, then I will use a lens pen, but use this brush end here just to go over the camera body like so. I mean, it's kept fairly clean because I keep it in my kit bag anyway. Just to brush any bits of dirt or dust off and so forth. The LCD, generally you can just use a microfiber cloth, which I've got here, just literally to clean that. But I mean, as you'll know, they're forever getting smudged anyway, so you can be constantly cleaning that. So that's just what I do regarding cleaning the camera body. So I'm just going to get set up now just to show you what we do regarding cleaning the sensor. Okay guys, I'm just going to show you how to set the camera into cleaning mode. Now you're going to have to be in either aperture priority, shutter priority, or manual mode to get access to this menu. Okay, so I'm going to press menu up here, and you're going to need to scroll along a couple of tabs. So we'll go along to the second gold tab it is, here, which is the picture of a spanner with two dots there, and then we're going to go down to sensor cleaning. Okay, now I've currently still got the body cap on here at the moment, so you would actually go into sensor cleaning, clean manually, okay, and what you will hear is the mirror will lock up, ready to clean the sensor. There we go. And it tells you to turn the power off after you've finished cleaning to lock the mirror back down. So at this point now I can now lie the camera down, okay, ready for the cleaning process. Okay guys, so we're going to go down and dirty now. We're going to nitty gritty and clean the sensor. Scary stuff. If you're not sure on how to go about this yourself, then, I mean, if you're still unsure after watching videos like this, then, you know, take it to a professional. Don't risk your camera. So I've got the mirror locked up now, how I showed you in the menus. I'm going to take the body cap off. Okay, first thing that I do is I do what we call a dry clean using the Arctic Butterfly and Visible Dust. So I'm going to take the top off this here. Okay, I'm going to give it 5 second charge. Okay, in fact, so I'll give it a 5 second charge. There we go. So that's now charged with static. So now I can lift the body cap off and I can just literally nice and carefully just brush that across the sensor filter. You don't actually get to touch the sensor, it's got a filter in front of it. Okay, so we'll shake whatever dust off and then we'll give it another 5 second charge. And then I'm just going to take it back across. Okay, like so. Being careful, you don't have to be really, really careful and just touch it on, but just so the brush starts to bend at the end and then drag it across. So that's a dry clean. Now, if that's not got it, so I could now take a picture of a white piece of paper and just to see whether that's actually managed to clean the dust off that was there for me. But failing that, then we can go to a wet clean where we use the solution, which is what I'll do now. Okay, now I've got this swab here. Don't open this until you're ready to use it. Okay, so they come pre-swabbed up. And we'll just open this pack here, like so. Okay, if it's going to Come out. There we go. Okay, and I'm literally just going to drop a small amount of the solution onto this swab. Okay, like so. And I'll do it on the other side as well. There we go. So it's just so it wets the end of the pad. Okay, I'll just put that there. And then just stick the top on the solution just in case you end up knocking it over. Because you never know. Okay, so I mean, there's no mega rush when you're doing this, but obviously you don't want your camera body open for too long. So again, I'm just going to nice and lightly... Sorry about the mixed light here. I'm using desk lamp mix with the daylight here. Nice and carefully just bring that across the sensor and I'll bring it back over. Like so. You may see a little bit of residue left on the actual filter. Well, that's no problem. That will actually dissipate or evaporate, if you like. And then what we can do is I will put the body cap back on. Okay, I've made sure the inside of the body cap's clean. And then we can actually turn the power off to lock the mirror back into place. And that's it clean. And like I said, we can take a test shot and just to see if there's any dust on there now, just to make sure. And that's basically how I clean the camera filter, or the camera sensor, should I say. So it's not really that scary, like I say, but if you are unsure, then, you know, take it to a professional shop. So thanks very much for watching, guys, and I'll catch you soon.